both ways.
Zach the mission. What's that? I have a shy ray. Potter my sad smart. Totally high for your shardies. Similar pace. Potter my shy ray. High of my sad smart. That's the opposite. Ketzer. Show you should be a spot. Who should be a shy?
It's the first time.
Wait, he's there. Nice father.
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. We actually have some nice here.
Sheesh.
Where are we? Here. Oh, this bar can be vayish. A filu adam loychuy bedina bayishes at sheyeh miskaven kol shukin shabayishay shayre shu pater. So Rambam learns that the reason Rashi is there is because of tish b'misay loyshar b'misay. Rambam says because of chsarn kavana. Rambam says
who's pater?
The owner of Shar was. Okay, anyway. But I subkitzer is Shar Shabir is Pater, who Shabir is Chayev, Shar Shimes Ein Avdoi, Vipo Shinoi, Pater, who Shimes Ein Avdoi, Vipo Shinoi, Chayev. Ever goes free. Shain Dain, Shar does your Pater. Shosh chav ba v'imay chay, v'ush chav ba v'imay pater. Shal kemu rabbinay, z'chayv misa. Z'chayv lover. Shosh not chayv misa. Z'meri chayv and damage. Shosh yidiz gadosh b'shabes chayv. V'ush yidiz gadosh b'shabes pater, v'nei shum z'chayv b'nafshay. Says Rashi, shosh yidiz gadosh b'shabes chayv. Chati nezit. M'shunu. It's not a normal thing for a shor to torch a goddess.
Seems to be right.
It's also what?
It seems to be as a knas, not mama.
What's a knas?
Oh, the mishnah.
Why?
So if it's mama, who cares if it's mishnah or not?
Why?
If it's money, who cares if it's
mishnah? So mishnah, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. Mishnah. What do you want?
I'm saying, why would you pay chatzin ezek if it's mishnah or not mishnah? If it's money,
I understand.
If Palkin is going to be minor, who cares if it's Mishnah or not? But why is he saying you pay Chasin as opposed to Mishnah? Do you only pay Chasin as opposed to Mishnah? That's the rule of Mammon of Chasin.
I understand. There's a thing called Karen. Karen is pays Chasin as if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
What defines Karen? That's Mishnah. There's a Palkin that's Pasuk on the Pasuk on Mammon. Has to do with whether Karen is Meshuddha. In the first paragraph of Baba Kama,
this is
you come across, what is it? Yes, it is Meshuddha. Why is it Chazin Ezek? It's not Karen. Meshuddha. There's actually another sfar why it would be Chazin Ezek. That is because it could be Altsreiris. Right, that the mission of Chaval from the base, the Kelish not Harara, Chaval from Godish, Achal Harada, Hidal Godish. So there we say, it's also Chatzin Shalom Chatzin, Al Godim Shalom Chatzin Ezek. There is a svar alts, Shroirus, because it's Koichai. But there it's more chamur. There it's more chamur because you have mitzvah between tzrayrit, chatin ezek of tzrayrit, chatin ezek of shor of karen of mishuna. His nakamina is megabe whether it's megufa or not. So you have to say that over there it's not mishuna. Well, there it's not mishuna because dogs do grab cookies, whatever, cake, bread, whatever it is that could even have a coal attached to it. So male is not mishuna. So therefore, the only b'torah al tzrayris and the yibichayev menaliyah, it won't be limited to megufay. Shanking over here it's not me. It doesn't say he torched the goddess with a burning cookie. Rather, he's not torched it. That's hakim mishuna. Therefore, Rashi says it's al tzkaren. Therefore, it'll only be megufay and not menali. Zantaisis. Sher shebiyesh is potter. Sher shebiyesh is potter. So the Mishnah only talks about boishes. He says he's potter. Tsar ripoy v'sheves may blood. Tsar ripoy v'sheves may blood. Is like chasha. We shouldn't shemini mesnis in the chayvul. So in other words, batsam, it's not only that he's potter on boishes. He's also potter on all other things, on the rest of Chavala, besides the Nezik of Chavala. Tzar, Yipo, Sheves, is also Pater. Parents, the reason why our mission doesn't say it's Pater for all that, because the mission over there tells that to me already. So there's no point in repeating it. There is the Gesugya. In fact, Tarizav, his Kasha, the Manashel over there also says Baisha. So I've got the Baisha, not Mik Tani Hassam. Welcome. Tanahachal adaktek who dumi the shay right? Are you shay or dumi the day? What does Taisus mean? Because the Gemara over here, the Gemara has a suffix. Because the fact that there's a juxtaposition in the Mishnah between him and the shay, that means if we compare and contrasting the two. It means everything is the same except that he's a shor and he's an adam. So Gemara says, "Ktani hu dumi di shor. Ma shor is like a bayile. Hafu namid like a bayile. Ktani potter of nations in the nafshay." So Gemara wanted to bring that megabe the halacha of. The shaila we've called makalful and baturim. Are we talking about tzarach la'afroi? You need tzarach la'afroi in order to be chayif for Shabbos. So if we say in our Mishnah, who dumid yishayroi? What does that mean? Just like the shor is not being mechaven, so too the other is not being mechaven. So you see that even though you don't need afer, still this can nominate the Gemara wanted to say. So that was an effect, Machlaikas Rabban Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not you need Tzarech Lafra or not. The Gemara says, no, for carrot, loy shared the midday. Mahud Gabayle, I'm shared Gabayle. And that's the whole discussion here. So Zartaisvis, that the reason why we mention anything over here is because we wanted to be the dachnik over here. We put the two together and tell us not gemino gabe whether it's who do me the shay right or shay do me the day. Mechain shor shehid the kagadish. No, I'm sorry. The first thing that I said is Gabe the. No, I'm sorry. Actually, wrong part. That's what I'm saying now. The first thing that I'm saying is the Hemshech of the Gemara was Nafkamina Gabe Kavana. Sorry. The Gemara later says, Shur should be ish potter. Who should be ish chayim? So shur do midi day. Miskav levay shech mishkachas lo. Where is mishkachas lo? The shur miskav levay. The Gemara says talking about ganiskav lahazik. So that's enough gemina.
Still kavon.
One second. No, but it's not Miskav Levayish.
What's a Levayish?
I'm
saying have Kavan or don't have Kavan.
You can have Kavan, but not Levayish. Kavan Lahazik. The kids, the Torah says there's enough Gemina, Legabe Busha, and when we're contrasting the Shor with the Adam, enough Gemina, Legabe Kavana, Legabe Kavana. And the Gabe Shoshi is God, there's also Nafkamina, the Gabe, what the Gemara discusses, Gabe Makal, Gabe, we need Tarach Afra or not. So that's why it's Nafkamina for us to mention over here, even though the Aloch is really our Iker mention in the 8th pair. The Musa Akrit La Yitzir, the Pshit of the Chayek, Lin Shire, Mali Shabbos, Mali Chol, that's in the din of Bakilim Rabbanei. That Adam is particles because he's Chai Misa. Obviously, it's not a chiddush to say the shor that tortures the godish is Chai for the nezik because obviously it's not going to dominate. And the shor, my Shabbos, my lechol. Vagav, hidlik hagodish, the mai, but it's menafshay, tani chavah bava vimai. So therefore, the Kitz Taisa says that the whole chelik of the Mishnah that we discussed, the Gabbai Shor, there's no chiddush in the Etzem Halachas of our Mishnah that tells us that the Shor is Potter on Busha, yeah, and that the Shor is Chayiv by Shabbos. All that is not in the gay. It's not a chiddush in the Etzem Din of Shor. Is not a chiddush. The whole point of bringing the Shor in Bechlal is just to contrast it with the Adam, and that's a nafkamina, whether what type of kavana we're talking about, legabe the Adam. What kind of kavana are we talking about? Both legabe busha and legabe Shabbos, they need kavana, you need tzarach l'afrina. So I have to see more exactly what that means, but the point is that it's not a chiddush for itself. So now that's the last case of the Mishnah. Sorry, the case of Chav above Vimoy, second last case, that's there's no chiddush at all. Because there's not a Gea, the issue of Tzarech Lafray, not Tzarech Lafray, the Gemara tries to learn out from the Mishnah. So that case is Tam, no chiddush at all, Batsam, because that's a halacha that there's no kimran b'shar. That's pashta, as it says, and there is not nageya the contrast in the adam and the shar because there's no issues there about tzarach lafer, not tzarach lafer. It's only about havar is the issue of tzarach lafer, not tzarach lafer. So he says nechnami. That's just agav orchin. Once we mention the case of kimran rabbanei megabe Shabbos, we mention also the case of kimran rabbanei megabe. The din of Chol Ba'al. Shoresh Simas Ein Avdo Yitzchak. This is the chiddush. I say there's one case where there's a chiddush. And what? Shach Pisha Ba'atzmai Chayin V'Shoyre Potter Lashmina B'Shum Mishnah. This is the one thing that we only find over here. The chiddush of the Mishnah that the Shor is Potter for blinding the Evan and knocking his tooth out, that's not a chiddush. That the parsha of Shem V'Ayin is dafka by the Adon and not by the Shor, that is the only place that's ever mentioned is here, and that's not a chiddush. Zok the Gemara. Tani Rebbe Abo, Kameid Rebbe Yechanan. Yeah, he's got a braisa. Call a kalkal and patur and chutz mechayivu mader. So grash. Call a kalkal and patur and linyan Shabbos. Nothing to do with Zikin, with Chayvel, has to do with, in general, Gav Shabbos. That any time, any melacha that you do, that you mess up, you are potter. A guy writes, he writes two letters in Shabbos, it's Chayef HaKaisev, but if he messes it up, writes the wrong letters, whatever it is, he's potter, because it's Mekalkin. He writes in the Sefer Torah, the wrong letter, right? So it's puzzle. So it's even though the letter itself is a wonderful letter, but we say since it's a kilkel, he's potter. Chutz mechayev l'mavir. So the exception is chayev l'mavir. The two malachas of chayev and of making a fire. There you are chayev, even though it's a kilkel. If you burn something down, even though it's a kilkel, you destroyed something, it's a kilkel. Still, you're chayev. Chutz mechayev l'mavir. In the farish time of Masechta Shabbos, the Perek Ha'ayrid. Why these two exceptions? Medetzer called the Mishri Mila, Mechlal the Shah Chayev al Chayev. So, like this. Batsim, the assumption of the Gemara is that Mila is kilkel. You're wounding the kid. Kid's crying. Right? You're ruining the kid. You're wounding him. That's a kilkel. You're Chayev al and Eifen of kilkel. So, yeah, so why, if he's a kilkel, it's potter, so why didn't you possibly tell me that it's mutter dumila on Shabbos? Elamai, even though it's a kilkel, if not for the hat of the Torah, it would be also dumila on Shabbos. You see that the patur of makalkel does not apply to mila. Umidos rachmana, srevis baskayin, b'Shabbos, the makalkel who? Mechlal, the makalkel b'avar achayiv. Kegoyin, a sire of kli, the makalkel who? Similar riot we have. The fact that Torah says you can't do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. We can't do Sreifa, one of the Dal Mises Bezdin, which is pouring the molten lead down her throat. And we say you can't do that. Why? You can't do it on Shabbos. It's mashma, if not for the fact that Torah, the meaning is mashma, that there's a malacha over here. The reason why you can't do it is because it's a malacha. Ah, it's makalko, you're killing her. So it's kilko. It's a kilkel. Elmai, it's mashma. So that in the Havara, even though it's a kilkel, we say, you know, we made a fire to melt the lead, to pour it down her throat. It's a kilkel. Ultimately, it's for a kilkel. We'll see about that, even though in what you're doing, maybe it's not a kilkel, but there is a kilkel over here, and that, and the fact that you're using this to kill someone, that's a kilkel. And therefore we say that even though it's a kilkel, still it's us, it's still Yichai. So these are two exceptions. You're going to say of Kli, says Rashi, the Makalkalu. What's an example of kilkel by Havara? If you burn wood, it's not a kilkel. If you use wood for firewood, it's not a kilkel. But if you burn a kli for firewood, so it's a kilkel. It's a kilkel. Because you destroyed a kli. So therefore, in that case, normally, if it would be any other melacha, you'd be potter. But by Havari, Chayim. Now, Rashi and Shabbos, Rashi and Sechah Shabbos, this has to do with the Ben Shmuel that Taisim brings down over here. Rashi Masech HaShabbos is very interesting. When the Gemara says, the Gemara over there says, there's a Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. This that we say, that's in Din, a Kol Makalkul and Baturim. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this that we're saying that this brisa says kol mekalkel b'turim chutz mechayvel ma'aver. Chayvel ma'aver is different, is exception. That the Gemara says is only for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, we say even Chayiv al Mavir, you're potter by Makalko. That's what the Gemara says. And that's why the Gemara says the Mishnah over there that says Kufhein Beis Akrei Bechamasa Vameis Kol Makalkolim is Torim. A guy's Kareya on Shabbos an Oifen of Kilkol. It's not where the tikkun in the kriya. He just rips the beged b'chamasai. He's angry. So we say he's Mekal. He's potter. So the kids are
only chayv.
The Mishnah says kol Mekal gamatur. Okay.
In Russia, it's only according to Hashem.
The Gemara says that. It's mavor in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Kol Mekalkel Peturim." Rabbo in the Braisa said, "Chutz that Chayv Mavir is an exception." So Gemara says, "Gemara has a steer of the Mishnah to the Braisa." The Gemara answers, "The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah that implies that there is no exception is Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa that says there is an exception is Rabbi Shimon." Okay, that's the Gemara. So the question is. Which machleik is Yehuda and Shimon is negayah to tell me that where is the machleik is Yehuda and Shimon legabe chayvel umavir, that's an exception or not? That's the question. So Rashi says, now what are Yehuda and Shimon? There's no brisa anywhere that says the kol di Yehuda kol mekalkel pot even chayv l'maver. Kol di Shimon chayv l'maver is different. Where do we know this from? Comes along Rashi and says like this, that we do know a different machlokes as Yehuda b'Shimon, and that is whether mlocha shein tzrich l'gufa is chayv apata. Now mlocha shein tzrich l'gufa means, let's, for argument's sake, for what's against us right now, a malacha that's being done either for the purpose of what was done in the Mishkan, or for the sake of the malacha itself, for its own sake. But if it's being done for a different reason, either not the normal reason, not what was done in the Mishkan, or not normally what it's done for, or not for the thing itself, or something else, you're doing it for a total different reason. The classic example of that is Chayfer Bar, Ben Yitzarach El Afray. The guy is digging a bar. The mloch of digging a bar is to make a hole, right? What's the mloch of digging a bar? You want to make a hole. That's Baina. In the house, it's Baina. In the sod, it's Chayrish. But let's say the guy is doing it not because he wants the hole. He wants it because he needs dirt. He needs some dirt to cover up some whatever in the house, someone. So, no.
Don't go there.
Because Matthew Madovashan is coming. There's Melochashan is Shrech Gufa and there's Madovashan is coming. Okay? You cross lines over here. One second. Davashen Miskav, you already brought it up. Let me just clarify something, okay? Davashen Miskav means when I do one thing and something else happens. Like I drag the bench and it makes a hole. So I wasn't intending on making a hole. I didn't intend to dig a hole. All I intended on doing was dragging that bench. Inadvertently, the hole came about. That's Dovash Enim Eskamen. I'm coming for one thing, and something else happens. Then it's all question whether it's for sure going to happen, not for sure going to happen, but the principle of Dovash Enim Eskamen is I'm doing one thing, and something else happens. Mokashen Tzrich L'Gufa is different. Mokashen L'Gufa means what I intended to do, I did. Dahainu, I dug a bar. I dug a hole. Right? So it wasn't that the digging came inadvertently. I wanted to dig the hole. I took a shovel and I dug the hole. But the question is, what was my motivation? What am I doing it for? Am I doing it because I want the hole? Or am I doing it because I want something else? I want the dirt. That's Mokash and Tzrich L'Gufa. Okay? So nothing, nothing to do with the Dov Shem Iskab. I mean, there are certain cases, we'll see, the two issues come together. But it, we have to have clear in our mind that it's two issues and why they're different. Okay? So again, Dovashem Iskavin is when I intend to do one thing and something else comes from that. Mokashin Tzichul Gufa is that what I did, I intended to do, but not for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, not for its regular purpose, what this Mloch is being done for, and that's Mokashin Tzichul Gufa. So that's the Mechlaikis, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, if Mokashin Tzichul Gufa is Chayiv or Pater. Says Rashi, that a byproduct of Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon le'inyim lochashen tzrichel gufa is going to come out in Afgamina l'gabe chayvol and mavir. Dehainu that Reb Shimon that says lochashen tzrichel gufa is pater. He'll hold that mekalkol is not going to be pater by chayvol mavir. Why? Because the tikkun, says Rashi, of chayvul mavir is always not in the thing itself. It's always for something else, says Rashi. It's always for something else. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you're going to be potter. According to Reb Yehuda, Mloch Shein Tzrichel Guf is chayiv. Yehuda says he doesn't care. What, as long as you know, you did the melacha, I don't care for what reason you did it. What was your motivation? What were your motives for doing the melacha? According to Yehuda, you did the melacha chayiv. So therefore, by chayvul mavir. Even though you're a makalkal in what you did, let's say even in the case of the Gemara discussed in Rabbi Yechon of Chayvul Tzarech L'Kalbay, Mavet Tzarech L'Afray, okay? So there's a kilkal, here we have a situation, both Chayvul and Mavir, in what you're doing is a kilkal, right? You wounded whoever it was you got the blood from. Mavir v'sarach l'afra. You burn something because you need ashes. But Maiz, you took something. You took a kli, like Rashi said. And you burnt the kli. You destroyed something. There's a kilkul in what you did. Elamai, there is a tikkun somewhere else. There's a tikkun somewhere else. The hainu, I'm going to use the blood to give feed my dog. I'm going to use the afer for whatever it is I need the afer for. Put on top of head of the chosin, whatever it is, right? So it says Rashi that's taloi if you hold Mokash and Tzrichel Guf is chayiv, Mokash and Tzrichel Guf is pater. Because if you hold that Mokash and Tzrichel Guf is pater, therefore, if the kilkul is in the thing itself, in what you're doing, and the tikkun is elsewhere, That's called Mokshen Tzrichel Guf and Yipater. One second. Mashu Masach Eitz Lachem Reb Shimon Lechoshen. The Mokshen Tzrichel Guf for Yi. El Mishun De Mekalko B'Chavala V'Avar Achai. So according to Reb Shimon, yeah, if you hold Mokshen Tzrichel Guf is Pater, that means, and this is the Chiddush of Rashi, I'm not saying it's so Pashit. This is the Chiddush of Rashi, we'll see there's a lot of it is what to argue on. And that's what we cited Rashi. That's what Rashi says. That if you hold Mokashen Tzrichel Gufa is Pater, so then the tikkun by Chayvul and Mavir, since it's not in the Mokh itself, and what you did is total destruction. El Mai the tikkun somewhere else, but if you hold Mokashen Tzrichel Gufa is Pater, the tikkun somewhere else is not going to help. Hashem Yechon Yim Yehuda. That we don't care about, even if it's Ein Tzrichel Gufa, yeah, you're doing it for something else, for a different reason, you're still chayiv.
Right? If I chayv a bar, and I need the oin is the offer, I need the dirt. Right? So we say, contribute the chayv. Because as long as I have a reason to do this, yeah, I don't care what the reason is. I don't need the reason for the whole. Even though there's a side reason why I'm doing it, that's called shrichel. I'm chayv anyway. So if I'm chayv malach shein shrichel gufa, so a tikkun that's also not in the malach itself, a side tikkun, not in that's in burning. The side tikkun is also considered a tikkun. It's not a problem that it's a side tikkun. That's what Rashi says. And so that's Kufa, how the Gemara knows to say that Zemachlaikis, or Yehud, or Shimon, whether or not Chayvo, whether or not the Pter of Makalko applies to Chayvo Mav or not. That's telling Yehud, or Shimon. Why is telling Yehud, or Shimon? Says Rashi, yeah, because we have an old machlokes Yehud and Shimon, got a machlokes and Shimon Gufa, and the result of that machlokes will be whether or not, you know, there's whether or not we say that by chayvel is there p'tur of makalko, because the case of makalko, the case of the tikkun is always somewhere else. By these malachas, the tikkun is always somewhere else. The tikkun is somewhere else. So why you chayev by chayevel? Why chayev by chayevel? We see the Torah is best to chayev by chayevel. Not for the p'tur of mila, or the chiv. If not for the extra pasuk, you won't be able to do mila. So we see that. You see that what they chayev by chayevel. I the tikkun by chayevel is somewhere else. LMI, so that's it's makalkal, because I is a tikkun, but tikkun somewhere else. That's not a tikkun the fear of Shimon. The mokash shenachil is potter. It's not called a tikkun. So why chayiv? Why chayiv for chayivol? LMI must be that Ivan is why chayiv chayiv. It's always makalkal. LMI makalkal is not a p'tor by chayivol. According to Shimon. Okay. Now, Zot Taisus. The Shabbos and the other Rishonim, the Rav over here, the Rabban over there, and the Shabbos and the Chavav, that when Tais over here brings down Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shimon, the Rashbam, Tais over here brings down the Rashbam. Then when the Gemara says we have Machlekes for Rabbo and Rabbi Yechanan, you have Machlekes Rabbo and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbo says, let's see the Gemara. Go out and teach everyone that chayvul maver ain't a mishnah. This is not true. This is a mistake. There's no price like this. V'imtim slaim a mishnah. If you want to say maybe there is a price that says this, you have to say the price that says that. Chutz mechayvel maver, chayvel maver, you are chayvel maver, you are chayiv. Even this mekalkol, chayiv b'sarach. We have to make an akimta. Chayiv b'sarach mitzarach lekalboy, b'maver mitzarach laafrei. Says Rashi, ain't a mishnah. The inu nami patiri. These are also potter. And if you want to say it is a mishnah, but tzarach l'kalboy, to have makalkal, I'm nas l'saking. So even though there's a kilkel in the wound, but there is a tikkun there somewhere. Oh, so before Rashi is bothered by a kasha. Rashi is bothered by a very strong kasha. If you're telling me according to Rabbi Yochanan that the only time you chayv for chayvul is if it's tzarach l'kalboy, because otherwise it's makalkal, and the p'tur of makalkal applies even by chayvel, so then we have a problem. What's the problem? We have a mishnah that says that yichayev, mishnah in Shabbos, says yichayev for wounding a sheres, shmein ishratzim, that have skin. So we say over, and then the Gemara says, even if it's even if the blood doesn't come out, the blood is clotted. So still we say you're chayiv. So why are you chayiv? No dog is drinking this blood. So it's makalkal. There's no tikkun of the blood. There's no tikkun involved over here. Says Rashi and Echnami. Over there, chayiv mishum tzeveya. Not chayiv mishum chayivol. Not chayiv mishum chayivol, because no one's benefiting from the blood. Chayiv mishum tzeveya, because you dye the skin. That's what Rashi says.
So it's makalkal.
What?
It's makalkal sacking.
It's not makalkal. It's not. It's a statement of it. You're dying the skin. It's not makalkal. Now, okay. So we have machlekes or Baruch Yechanan whether or not makalkal by chayv amav is chayv apatim. Zoktai, is Rebbeinu Shmuel Pirish. Rebbo Sabak Reb Shimon. We mentioned before, the Gemara in Shabbos says that this din of Makalka b'chabura, whether he chayev a potter, is machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Zoktai, so when there's a Zogar Rashbam, we have machlekes of Reb Shimon, we have machlekes of Rabbo and Reb Yechanan. That's the same machlekes. So Rabbo, it says, Chutz mechayvul ma'avir holzik Reb Shimon. That says that there's no p'tur mekalkal by chayvul ma'avir. Reb Yechanan Sfir lei k'Reb Yehuda dam mekalkal chambura u'ma'avar apater. Tzarech l'kal by arlafra lechashiv mekalkal el misakein t'chayv afil Reb Yehuda. So Rabbo, when Reb Yechanan says the only time mechayiv By Chayvel, is Dafka where there's a tikkun. Tzarech l'kalbay, or tzarech l'afray, then you're Chayiv, even though there's a kilkul. Why? That's called tikkun. And therefore, even Yehuda, who holds that the cloud of Kol Makalk and Petur applies to Chayvul Ma'avar, it's not going to apply to him. Now, so Zot Tais and Shabbos, and the Ramban over there, that the Rebbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, is really coming off his grandfather. Based on Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya over there, that what is the Makar for this machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, how do we know this machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Mekalka by Chayim al-Mavir? Where do we know this from? So Rashi said, it's a byproduct of the old machlaikis of Mokhash and Sir Chuf as Chayim al-Pater. Says the Rajbam, and Tarius is Meramis to it in three words, the Rajbam explains it more, the other Rishonim explains it more. That the Rajbam is coming off an Abshat. Based on what Rashi said is the Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, comes along the Rashbam and says, if that's the way we know, if that's the Yisoid of the Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, but the Mekalkel the Chabura Vavar is Chayiv Apater, then Al Karchach Rabbo and Reb Yochanan are Guf Ad in Machlokes of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and we can't say that. Now, alternatively, which is what Taisus himself wants to say, they're not arguing in the Machlokes Reb Shimon, they're arguing Bedas Reb Shimon. Even the Bedas Reb Shimon in the Gemara says, Mekal Gebchabur is Chayiv. Within Reb Shimon, we have a Machlokes, Rebbe Rabbi Eichanan. Everyone agrees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Makalko, Mechabura is Pater. Machlokes is Bedas Reb Shimon that says Makalko, Mechabura is Chayiv. That's what Tais is going to say. These are Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Machlokes are Bar Rabbi Yechanan. When is that? Does that mean, is that always? Or is that Dafka by Tzarech Lafrenat? But the Rishbam says no. The Rishbam says that you can't say they're arguing within Reb Shimon. Because within Reb Shimon, says the Rishbam, everybody agrees that Reb Shimon is Mechayev, Mechalgol, Mechabur, no matter what. Even if it's not. Even if it's total Kilgun, there's no Tikkun. What Rabbi Yechon suggests, that's Daka when there's a Tikkun of Lafroy, or Lekalboy, that cannot be Kufir Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, since the mocker from Reb Shimon is Mocha Shetzich Lagufa, Al Karkach, Yerchayiv, even if there's no Tikkun at all.
Why?
Because again, the other side would be to say, Rabbi Yechon comes along and says, this that Rabbi Shimon says, Namakalka Chaburas Chayiv, it's when there's some tikkun. There has to be some tikkun. Even though there's no tikkun in the thing itself, right? In the chabal itself that you're doing is no tikkun. And the etzem burning is no tikkun. There's a side tikkun. They're going to use the blood. There's a side tikkun. They're going to use the ashes. So why can't we say maybe Reb Shimon's ma'ida? Maybe Reb Yechon suggests Reb Shimon's ma'ida to that. Says that explains the Ramban.
What's the problem with this?
What?
Where's the problem?
I'm saying why does the Rishbam feel that Reb Yechon is just arguing on a bow with Das Reb Shimon? Maybe Reb Yechon is saying this that we all know. Everybody knows Reb Shimon holds that Mechal Kabur is Chayiv. Yeah,
Tosha says with Das Reb Shimon.
Right. It's just like, so why does Rishbam not learn like Tosha? Why does Rishbam feel that since he's coming off Mlocha Shen Tzirchal Gufa, why does Rishbam feel that since I'm learning like my Zaydi, that the reason for Reb Shimon is because Mlocha Shen Tzirchal Gufa is potter, therefore I can't accept a tzad that for Reb Shimon you need some sort of a tikkun. Tosfos is very happy to say the Inu Reb Shimon says Makalka Chabur is chayiv, but Kseder, it doesn't mean a kilgul gomer. There has to be some tikkun. The Rishbam refuses to accept that. He says it can't be. Lefir Reb Shimon, and then the Rishonim say since Reb Shimon we know Reb Shimon. Where do we know Reb Shimon from? Because Reb Shimon is based on Moshe Shechel Gufa. Therefore, there's no room for debate. There's no room for Pshara to say, for compromise, to say Reb Shimon holds that you need somewhat of a tikkun. Okay, that's what we're trying to explain. What do these two things have to do with each other? What does Machlokes, where we know Reb Shimon from, have to do with the Machlokes Rabbah Reb Yechonon, whether or not you need some type of tikkun? Says the Ramban, Umizeh Pirish Nischayiv. Yeah, he was forced. Reb Shmuel Talmidai Loimar. Reb Yechonon, this is the Mishnah. Chayav Basel Kalboy. Halkam, like, we mean to say, Ein Halach Reb Shimon El Reb Yehuda. What Reb Yechonon is telling him is we don't pass Reb Shimon. We pass Reb Yehuda. The Eilu Reb Shimon Lebay Tikkun Klal. So he says, why? The Minot Hesile. Where would we possibly have a makar that according to Reb Shimon you should need somewhat of a tikkun? You want to say maybe in the case of Mila. I mean, the Gemara says, where do we know that according to Reb Shimon, Mekalkel Chabura is Chayiv? Where do we know it from? We know it from Mila. The Torah says a special pasuk that to Mata Mila, Hai Mila is Kilkel, Elmai, Mila, Mekalkel Chabura is Chayiv. So maybe you want to say, so fine, so over there, what's your whole makar? What's your makar? No. What's your makar is for Mila, the Gemara says. That Mila, we see Chai by Mila, must be it's makalkal, must be makalkal is chayim. But over there, there is a tikkun. There is somewhat of a tikkun. Like Tyson is going to tell us. Even though there's no tikkun in the meal itself, but there is a tikkun, there's a mitzvah, there is a tikkun, there's some tikkun, there's a mitzvah. He can eat kachim now, he can eat karm pesach. There is a tikkun. One second, there is a tikkun. What? There is a tikkun in the meal, even though inside the wound itself, it's kilkul, but there's a side tikkun. Yes. Not when he's a baby.
His father can eat that.
What?
The tikkun could be his father could eat.
Okay, fine. So even the tikkun for him. That's also further removed. So maybe you want kids. Maybe you want to say. So that would be the makkah for Rabbi Yochanan. Why even Rabbi Shimon?
Makkah for Rabbi Yochanan who?
Again, the Rishbam is coming to say that Rabbi Yochanan that says you need a tikkun cannot be in Rabbi Shimon. It can only be saying that no, he also can be Yehuda. And Mekalka b'chabura is pata unless it's a tikkun. But in Rabbi Shimon, you don't need anything. It's not possible to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, you need somewhat of a tikkun. And Mekalka b'chabura that Rabbi Shimon says is pata is all when there's no tikkun at all. So he says, I want to tell me that from Mila. I want to tell him by Mila there is somewhat of a tikkun. So maybe in order to be chayav mekalkel, you have to have somewhat of a tikkun. Says the Rambam, ichash v'slei tikkun the gufa. If you're considering Mila tikkun in the thing itself, in kengo time shoshim batal. If you want to tell me that Mila is considered a tikkun, a real tikkun, that's in fact that you do the Mila, that's a tikkun, it's a tikkun, the Eivre Chais, whatever it is you want to say, it's a tikkun, yeah? Then what's the raya? Then it's a tikkun, Mila's a tikkun. So what's your raya? The fact that Torah had to be matter Mila, that without that will be Aser, even though it's a kilkul, it's a tikkun. Mila's tikkun. If you consider Mila tikkun, then what are you showing me from the fact that Torah is matter Mila? The fact that Torah is matter Mila. Oh, you see, Makalko is chayav. No, Mila's a tikkun. So that obviously can't be. It can't be that anyone saying over here that Mila is considered tikkun. That's it. Right? Oh, Elamai. What do you want to say? What we said before, Mila, what's the tikkun of Mila? A side tikkun. A tikkun of Mila, the side that Mila is a tikkun, is that it's a side tikkun. Right?
Isn't that a tikkun?
What? One second. Is it a side tikkun? Mila tikkun the gufay, elokim lochshashil gufay, and came up tikkun the cloud of the Rebbe Shimon. That's what you were saying, yes. I know what you were thinking. So now, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? That what? That the tikkun of Mila, yeah, is even there is a tikkun of Mila, what's the thing? It's a side tikkun. So now, if Rabbi Shimon is going to look at Mila and say, oh, I see that Mila is Aser. If not Terah, not Mila's Aser. Mila's Aser, even though it's a kilkul. What I want to take from here, we see that a kilkul, chayvel, even though it's a kilkul, you're chayiv. That's what I want to take out from here. I are going to tell me, one second, I is a tikkun. But as I say, what are you talking about? You've got who you're talking to. You're talking to Rabbi Shimon. That a side tikkun is not a tikkun. So therefore, in Rabbi Shimon, there's no way to be mechalik between a little tikkun or not, because either way, by Mila, the makkah is by Mila, and they're the only tikkun that you could possibly argue on me and say that there's a tikkun over here is if it's a side tikkun. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no difference between a side tikkun and no tikkun at all. Bekitzer, according to Rabbi Shimon, if Baruch Hashem Tzichel Gufa is Pater. So then what does that mean? That means a side tikkun is not a tikkun. According to Rabbi Shimon, a side tikkun is not a tikkun.
A side tikkun is what you're talking about, right?
A side tikkun, meaning if it's not from the thing itself, it's something, a tikkun that he could eat kachem. It has nothing to do with the meal itself.
Why not?
Because it's not a tikkun of the malacha. It's now that you're gemal, now you can eat kachem. It's not a tikkun in what you're doing. It's not a tikkun in what you're doing, right? You can catch him now. Wonderful. It's something. It's a benefit. It's a side benefit. But according to Rav Shimon, a side benefit, just like if I dig a hole for the dirt, I'm having a benefit, right? That's not chayav for Shabbos. So to any side benefit, according to Rav Shimon, is not a benefit. So therefore, Rav Shimon says, the Rishbam says, al karchach. Again, if the whole Yisoid of Reb Shimon, B'kitzer, the whole Yisoid of Reb Shimon, that Mekalkol B'chabura is Chayim, is because by Chabura it's always a side tikkun, by Chayvel and Maver it's a side tikkun, yeah, the benefit is always a side benefit, the tikkun is a side tikkun, so Mela, and Reb Shimon, what does Reb Shimon hold about a side tikkun? If he holds, this is the sheet of Rashi, that if he holds Malacha Shein Tzrichel Gufa is Potter, that means a side tikkun is also going to be Potter. Because if it's just a side tikkun, then that's called Shein Tzrichel Gufa. It's not the thing itself. If it's not the thing itself, then if it's a side tikkun, then it's Mokhesh Ezel Gufa. So, and Shimon of Mokhesh Ezel Gufa is Pater. So, therefore, Al Karchach, that Chayvel Mavr is an exception. If we see the Chayvel Mavr is Chayim, even though the Tikkun is always a side Tikkun, and my meal, especially my meal, is a side Tikkun, if it's a side Tikkun, then why am I Chayim by Mila? It's a side Tikkun. A side tikkun is not a tikkun, it's a kilkul. It's considered kilkul. It's always considered kilkul. Either a side tikkun doesn't make a difference, it's still kilkul. So why chayiv? It must be that you don't need any tikkun at all. It must be that you chayiv even without a tikkun. Because the fact that there'll be a side tikkun doesn't make a difference if you're a b'shimit. So it must be that he holds even his Torah kilkul, he chayiv. Could we see the Torah that had to give you a pasuk out the milah? So we see that even though there's a side tikkun, doesn't make a difference. We see that what? Even though it's a kilkul, even with total kilkul, you're chayiv. I won't tell me there's a side tikkun, then the side tikkun is irrelevant. Elamai, you see, that even if it's total kilkul, still you're chayiv. So what are you telling me? Comes on Miyach says, no! Maybe it's something like you need a lafra, you need it for the dog. But that's not going to be a svara in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon can't be soluble such a svara. According to Reb Shimon, a side tikkun doesn't make a difference. So therefore, Al Karachach, one second, Reb Yochanan says, Reb Yochanan says, Terabo, Pei Chazil Abroad, ain't a Mishnah, when even when I say it is a Mishnah, it's only a Mitzvah of Kalbai, that could only be in Reb Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, we could say, what he's trying to tell me is that we hold Rabbi Yehuda. That what? Kalkul b'chabura is also a potter. And when will Kalkul b'chayiv? It is a tikkun. Even though it's a side tikkun. Lafir Rabbi Yehuda b'chayiv. Lafir Rabbi Yehuda b'chayiv. Because Mokshin Shechuv is chayiv. So even the side tikkun is also chayiv. But if you're b'shimin, that a side tikkun that mokshes shein shechel gufa is potter, then a tikkun shein shechel gufa, a side tikkun is also going to be potter. So Akarch Rabbi Yechanan is saying, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So means the mechalek jabo fil Rishbam based on Rashi is mechalek jabo Rabbi Yechanan is mechalek b'shimin Rabbi Yehuda.
Shkayach Rava.
Oh my gosh.